Welcome back to today's deep dive. You know, our mission today is to decode the surprisingly high-stakes and heavily engineered world of BMW X1 engine oil.
It is definitely high stakes, yeah.
Right, and we're using our automotive source guide to figure this out. So, well, imagine you are standing in front of two petrol-powered BMW X1s. One is a 2016 and the other is a 2020.
Okay, they look pretty much identical on the outside.
Yeah, exactly. You pop the hoods, and it's the same nameplate, same badge on the back. But if you try to pour the same engine oil into both of them, I mean, you are setting yourself up for an incredibly expensive disaster.
Oh, yeah. It's the ultimate trap of modern automotive engineering. Like, we've all been conditioned to assume that because a car looks identical on the outside, you know, the fluids inside are interchangeable.
Which totally makes sense as an assumption.
Right, but they aren't. I mean, not even close.
So let's look at what actually changed in just those 4 years. Because according to our sources, pre-2018 models use a spec called LL01, which is usually like a thicker 5W30 or a 5W40 oil.
Yeah, that's the classic stuff.
Right. But then around 2018, BMW just suddenly shifted most of these engines to LL17 FE plus SHE, which is a super thin 0W20 oil. So to me, that sounds like swapping out a heavy winter coat for, you know, moisture-wicking athletic gear.
That is actually a really great way to visualize it.
Well, sure, the athletic gear lets you move faster, but wait, doesn't thinner oil mean way less protection when the engine gets really hot?
I mean, that is the instinct, right? That thicker always means better protection. But the internal hardware fundamentally evolved to require that that athletic gear because the severe wear in these engines doesn't actually primarily happen at peak temperatures.
Oh, really? When does it happen?
It happens during cold starts. So that thinner 0W20, it flows instantly the second you hit the ignition.
I see. And I'm guessing that thinner oil also like significantly cuts down on internal drag, which helps them hit those really aggressive modern fuel economy targets, right?
You hit the nail on the head. Like, the oil just isn't a generic lubricant anymore. It's a precisely calibrated liquid component.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's designed to reduce friction, specifically to meet those strict emissions targets.
Okay, but that hyper-specialized calibration, I mean, that makes me pretty nervous about just walking into an auto parts store.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you see a bottle of synthetic oil labeled BMW approved on the shelf, right? Specifically that LL04 spec, which is just everywhere. My gut reaction would be to grab it because, hey, it says BMW right on the bottle.
I see people do that constantly, and it is a fatal error for a petrol X1.
Wait, fatal? Really?
Yeah, because LL04 is exclusively formulated for diesel engines. It's what's called a low SAPS formula, meaning it has low sulfated ash, phosphorus, and sulfur.
Okay, but why does a petrol engine even care if it's missing phosphorus or sulfur? Like, what do those actually do?
Well, phosphorus and sulfur are crucial anti-wear additives for the high heat and, you know, the high RPMs of a gasoline engine. They essentially create a sacrificial protective film on the moving metal parts.
Oh, I got you. So the diesel oil doesn't have that film.
Right, because in a diesel, as those elements burn, they create ash that permanently clogs the diesel particulate filter. So if you put that clean-burning diesel oil into a petrol X1, you are literally starving it of the armor it needs to survive high stress.
You're leaving the metal totally defenseless.
Exactly.
Which is terrifying, because our sources note that modern BMW four-cylinder turbos, they don't even use traditional thick cast-iron cylinder liners anymore. They use this microscopic bore coating called NanoSlide.
Yes, NanoSlide. And without the right protective film from the correct additives, the immense pressure and heat cause that wrong oil to break down and generate acids.
Oh, that sounds really bad.
It is. Those acids will chemically attack and pit that microscopic NanoSlide coating over time, so you aren't just getting extra friction.
You're like dissolving the inside of the engine block?
Literally dissolving it, yes.
Okay, dissolving the engine block is a huge red flag. And with trim badges constantly changing, like, you know, the 20i badge covering entirely different hardware depending on the year, how do you actually know what to buy to save your car?
Well, first, you have to ignore the internet forums, and you cannot rely on the badge on the tailgate.
Okay, so where's the truth?
The ultimate truth is stamped directly on your oil filler cap. BMW physically prints the exact required spec right there on the plastic.
Oh, that's handy. What if it's worn off, though?
If the cap has worn off, that same exact truth is tied directly to your specific VIN inside the iDrive service menu.
Right. And I imagine that VIN-specific check is super crucial for something like the newer M35i variant. because it's built from the standard base engine, but they push, what, like 300 horsepower out of it?
Exactly, yeah.
So with that much extra heat and turbo pressure, I'd bet that super thin athletic gear oil might not actually hold up.
That is a perfect deduction. The massive power jump means M Performance models often require an entirely different specification just to handle that thermal stress.
Wow, okay.
And it also highlights an important caveat about maintenance timing, because BMW uses a condition-based service algorithm, or CBS.
Oh, right, and that triggers oil changes every 10,000 to 15,000 miles based on how you drive, okay. Right?
Exactly.
But let me guess, if you're only driving 2 miles down to the grocery store, the oil probably never gets hot enough to boil off the condensation, or, you know, the fuel that naturally slips past the piston rings.
Precisely. In that short trip scenario, the computer's just being way too optimistic.
It's giving you too much credit.
Yeah, so you absolutely need a strict annual change to get those contaminants out, regardless of what the screen is telling you.
Man, so engine oil has officially graduated from just some generic fluid you buy on sale to a highly specialized part of the car's hardware.
It really is an exact science now. Treating it like a rough guideline is a gamble you will eventually lose.
Definitely. It leaves you wondering, you know, if modern automotive engineering is so hyper-specialized that pouring a close enough oil can chemically dissolve a microscopic cylinder coating, what other basic maintenance routines in our modern lives are actually high-stakes chemistry experiments hiding in plain sight? Something for you to ponder the next time you pop the hood on that 2016 or 2020 X1?